Now, when the Joint Chiefs of Staff came to you, did you give them that white paper?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, the unclassified version of it is posted on the website. You can go look at it.
Now, what do you mean the unclassified
version? Well, there's stuff that was included in the stuff that was given them that's not out on the website.
But you know about it.
Well, yeah.
You can't tell us.
Well, at the time, there was material out there that was fairly sensitive stuff, and the website is a website, so you're...
I mean, did they ask you some specific things they would like you to look at?
Well, actually, they gave us the option of the form in which we wanted to put this in, and we decided to use... terrorism as the sort of overarching, topic area, and among other things, for instance, that we chose to use in this thing was as a time model for domestic terrorism, was the bombing of the World Trade Center in February of 1993. We used that as a genesis moment for domestic terrorism in general, and lo and behold, it found the episodes in 2001. In fact, what we saw was a whole series of possibilities from about, I think it was 98 to about 2001, where it then dropped off, and then it picks up again, I think right about where we are now, isn't it, George?
Yeah.
06?
Well, was 9-2001 a huge spike with Merle?
Actually, the spike showed up in... I think it was February or March of 2002, so it was off by about
off but close
4 or 5 months.
But was it a big spike?
Oh yeah, it was the big spike at that point in the trend line.
So and I don't want to put you on the spot here, Paul, but could one assume that our Joint Chiefs of Staff, the people at the Pentagon, if they had looked at Merlin correctly, could have predicted that something major was going to happen? Around that period,
you could effectively say that had they wanted to use this seriously and actually pay attention to what was there, this would have given them advance warning of that episode in advance.
How do we know they didn't do that?
We don't know.
Exactly.
The ideal blend here would be a tool like Merlin, along with the information and intelligence gathering that you get at sites like Stratfor.com. That would be a marriage made in heaven.
Because, I mean, if you're saying that they approached you, they got this data, and it was handed over to them, if they didn't look at it and react to it, then something was wrong with them.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that was peculiar about this, and I can remember being somewhat amused at the time, because when this inquiry first came in, I took the phone call, and the guy who was calling was a lieutenant colonel from a unit of the Joint Chiefs called the Joint War Fighting Center at Fort Monroe in Virginia. And initially I thought it was just a guy who had seen us on Larry King or something, wanted some information,
yeah.
So I turned him over to George, because the two of them sort of were able to speak Pentagonese, and I really don't speak that language. So George and he got together and had a jolly old conversation for a good hour or so, I think. And the guy said to him that he had been requested to look us up and get this information so that he could make a presentation to what he referred to as his flag officers. Well, I remember George did a little checking to find out who flag officers were, and it turned out flag officers were two-star generals and above. So he wasn't talking to the lunch crowd
at
the water cooler.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I was assigned for 2 weeks at the Pentagon, where my uncle worked with the Joint Chiefs. He was a colonel, same name, by the way, strange.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take me around and introduce me to some of these people. And let me tell you, there are some high-ranking officers in that place, and if they asked for this report, I got to be convinced in my own mind that they knew that something strange was going to happen. And again, like you say, Merlin can't tell you what it is other than it's going to be something. I mean, it could have been, the stock market could have gone 10,000 points higher.
No, not using time models like the World Trade Center bombing.
Well,
no,
but how does it know? Hold on. How does Merlin know that the timeline is a tragedy as opposed to a great event? See?
Well, it doesn't, but the time model that we were using was a terrorist hit, And so the only thing that would find is other terrorist hits.
How could it do that?
Well, because there's that's what makes Merlin so interesting. If you get a series of dates, and they're absolutely correct dates, so in other words, you didn't suspect that it was maybe at the end of August of it, but it was the exact date and time that something occurred. That then begins to start a kind of clock. And other incidences that are direct extensions of that, like brother-sister events, that are connected in a kind of a network fashion, will show up along the timeline if you've got the right starting moment to begin the timeline. So that the timeline will then find those other points where those other events will be situated in time. It's a little bit like having a system like the global positioning satellite that can tell you exactly where somebody is ahead of time. It would be like having that kind of information except in advance. And Merlin will find those other iterations of the original events, because almost as a kind of echo, the other events will echo the original event at the right points in the future, so that if they were looking at this trend line, it was designed to find other echoes of the World Trade Center bombing. Okay. What was interesting is that we had no way of knowing that they'd come back and finish the job.
Well, that's true. Even though the signs were all there, see, here's my point. The people who ordered this white paper, who wanted to look at this white paper, they either had a tremendous lapse of intelligence security, or they decided to look the other way with this report, which could have corroborated the other things they were hearing. It was just another piece of a puzzle that I can't understand why they didn't look at this.
Well, I'll tell you what George told me, and then I'll let you get George to extrapolate on this, because this struck me as being extraordinarily interesting and stupid.
I mean, you've now broken
story. Let me get this out, because this is important. He said to me, don't expect anything much to come of this. That is, after we turned the report in. I said, why is that? He said, because it's the nature of the Pentagon, it's the nature of the way the government operates, that these people in these positions get cycled in and out of these jobs about every 18 months. And he said, one of the problems with contractors who are dealing with the Pentagon is that 75% of our time is spent briefing the new people on what the old people already knew. I said, what? He said, that's the way it works. I said, that sounds pretty ridiculous. He said, that's the way it works. Am I right, George?
Yeah, and if anybody ever goes into the history of Star Wars and the problems it's had, it's really a problem of process, exactly what Paul just described, not technology. The technology is far simpler than a good DVD player or GPS. It's this insane lack of continuity in intelligence there.